We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
That's right, we are riding with the King, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio, Howard Eskin in for the next hour, 888-729-9494. That gets you aboard. Howard, how are we doing tonight?
I'm just great, better than at least one of the teams in town is doing.
Yeah, I'd say...
Well, one of the teams.
Yeah, one team. And that team's playing tonight. We'll get to the game, but Howard, we have a lot to talk about here because the Sixers right now... I mean, this thing has gone from bad to really, really bad in a very short period of time. We know Ben Simmons is going to miss, you know, significant time here with his back issue. And then last night, Howard, they went to Cleveland, a team that had 16 wins on the season. They were 8.5-point road favorites without Ben Simmons, and they didn't just lose the game. They lost the game by 14 points, and they lose Joel Embiid to some sort of shoulder sprain that has him now sidelined. I mean, at this point, this team, there's no fight. There's not enough. I mean, you would think they could win a game with Tobias Harris and Al Horford and Richardson, and they couldn't even come close.
It is disgraceful. But I'll go back to the game before. I know they beat Atlanta. But how do you get outscored by a team that's only won 17 games, 40-22?
They were down after three in that game.
Yes.
Down after three.
And they were outscored 40-22 in the third quarter. I'm tired of hearing about physicality from Brett Brown. I'm tired of hearing about all the excuses. To me, that's just excuses.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of hearing players complain. The NBA is different than the NFL. The NFL, you can actually sit the guy. Here, I don't know why Brett Brown doesn't do some of those things. But
well, the players have all the power in the NBA. A crazy amount of power.
Well, not the players that are, you know, opening their mouth. Does Josh Richardson have any power?
No, he doesn't. He also doesn't have the ability to change anything. This is two times. We'll play it for you. This is two times in the last, 2 months. Josh Richardson is kind of called out his team. You know, on New Year's Eve against the Pacers, they got blown out of the building on an afternoon game. And after that game, you know, he talked about accountability in the locker room. And then last night, listen to this. This is this exchange. He was asked last night what was missing and what has to change. Here's Josh Richardson. I mean, it's one word, but it's pretty strong.
It's pretty strong, and I don't know if heart's the right word, but he's complaining. That's the point. I think playing hard, and Brett Brown, we lack physicality. You lack playing hard. You lacked a team that manned up, and the mantra in sports is next man up. You lacked a team that manned up, but... Players complain, and I understand Glenn Robinson complained about he didn't know.
About his role. He's been here 10 minutes.
I know. So if I'm Brett Brown, and he won't do it, he's too nice a man. If I'm Brett Brown, I get the children in the room because there's no grown-up in the room anymore.
Well, James Butler's not here anymore.
Yeah, right.
The adult in the room.
Yeah, the adult in the room. That's right. There's no adult in the room. So Brett Brown's got to be the adult in the room. And if you piss them off, you piss them off because you're not getting anywhere just being nice to them and just coaching them. He has got to air them out. I want no more comments from you. I want no more criticism. And I want you to play hard. And if you don't play hard, and I determine and my coaching staff determines you're not playing hard, your ass is on the bench.
Well, who's going to play then?
I don't care if it's you. You've got to prove a point. They have enough players that they still have 12 players, even though you missed Embiid last night.
Mm-hmm.
So you still had 11 players. And if now you're going to have 12 suited up. So if somebody opens their mouth, you're not playing the next game. And for instance, this would be the game Josh Richardson doesn't play. You're playing the Knicks. You play so many bad, awful teams.
But they lose to some of these teams.
I get it. But you've got to establish authority. And there's no authority with this team. The China doll, Joel Embiid.
That didn't even look like a – now, I know he's hurt and it's a sprain in his shoulder, but I watched it live last night, Howard. I didn't think anything of it. And then I saw his expression. I said, oh, he's hurting. He's in pain, but it didn't look bad.
It was just a normal bump and grind down low, but he's a China doll. He's always getting hurt. You got to put him in bubble wrap all the time, and that's who he is. But – and then he comes out and plays when he wants to. That's another problem.
Well, sometimes he's the best player in the world, Howard. I'm not sure if you know this. Sometimes.
He's never the best player in the world.
Well, ask him.
He thinks he is.
Well, he thinks he is, yeah.
He's never the best player in the world. There's at least six ahead of him, even when he plays hard and even when he scores 49. I don't really – against a team that sucks and plays no defense and you score 49, I'm not impressed. But somebody has got to have discipline on this team. And if they don't, they've got to sit, and they've got to listen to the coach. And I know Joel Embiid does what he wants to. Now, without Ben Simmons there, he's got to go low and go down in the post, but he still likes to shoot outside. I don't need you out there. You should get fouls, especially against bad teams. You should get fouls. You should play low. And Ben Simmons has been told, what, mid-December? Now he's not playing, so he's not going to shoot those threes anyway.
Yeah, but it was mid-December. Brett said he wanted a three per game.
Yeah, three per game.
It's been a lot of games since then.
And he's shot none except for a half-court shot.
Yeah.
It's just, so you're not listening to the coach. And Ben, you know, I asked you. Now I'm telling you, I'm going to run a play for you. And I asked him that question that night.
Yeah, he didn't love that that question came.
No. You could run a play for a three and he doesn't shoot it, and you run it again and he doesn't shoot it, what do you do? Well, that hasn't come up. Well, I understand it has come up.
Hypotheticals, Howard.
Yeah, no, that wasn't a hypothetical. I understand.
Well, in his mind, it was a hypothetical.
Yeah, it has happened, and he hasn't done it. So he doesn't do it anymore. You can't let the players just do what they want to do. And ultimately, this team's not good enough to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. And I think we all know that.
Yeah, they're not.
It's not rocket science. So they're not good enough. But even if they were good enough, they wouldn't be able to achieve more because they don't listen to the coach.
Well, the other problem here, Howard, and I don't disagree with the fact that they just it seems like they've tuned Brett out to an extent. Howard, they need more out of a guy like Tobias Harris. I mean, I know in the NBA it's very hard to win when you don't have your two best players. But they gave this guy $180 million. He scored
almost
11 points.
Almost a max contract.
I mean, he scored 11 points last night. This is the time when these two guys are out, there's no reason he should score less than 20 points a game. I mean, he's going to shoot enough. He's going to have the ball in his hands enough. He's the best player they have right now.
You know, there's a reason sometimes, and you got to look at it. I think this was Tobias Harris' fifth team, right? Was this his fifth team?
Yeah, he's bounced around. I mean, he was drafted young, and then he was, you know, Orlando, okay. Detroit, Clippers.
Okay. There's a reason. If you have talent, teams will usually find it before you get to your fifth team. And there's just something about him that the other teams didn't like. I don't even know. You know, you can't go back on the trades. And they tried to strap it up and win by putting more players.
They tried
ability.
To speed the process up.
Yeah. Well, there was no process.
Well, they tried to speed whatever they were doing.
Yeah,
up.
Right. They tried to speed it up, and it didn't work. And there's been mistakes made by everybody in the line. It started with the first guy.
Your buddy?
That guy's sitting at a Starbucks on his Wi-Fi in Palo Alto.
Maybe streaming us on radio.com.
Yeah, he could be. Scam is out there. I still don't even believe anything he says anymore. So it started with him. And there was a lot of bad picks. Joel Embiid may not be a great pick.
Well, I was a good pick.
Wait a minute. It fell to him, though.
Yeah, but it was the right pick.
Wait a minute. He couldn't take anybody else. The only reason he took him, he tried to trade him for Wiggins, and Minnesota wouldn't do it, is because the other two teams, he was the most talented player in that draft. However, they were worried about his injuries.
As they should have been. Big man with a back injury.
So, in the end, when you look at it now, was that a good pick?
It was a good pick.
Okay.
It was a good pick.
They're never going to get out of him.
I understand, but he became a top 10 player in the league.
Okay.
It was a good pick.
Well, for to lose all those games, and that's what you end up with. Ben Simmons, and you can't go back on the picks. I get it. But Ben Simmons is not as good as Brandon Ingram right now. Brandon Ingram would be better for this team.
He'd fit with Joel better. Certainly.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
The problem is they're not as good as they should be after all the work put in. I mean, that's it.
Well, the work was just losing. Well, and here's the biggest.
But no,
problem.
Then they tried. They made the trade for Fultz, like that Butler. I mean, they've tried a lot of things here, and this team is still fifth in the Eastern Conference.
And they lost Jimmy Butler because he didn't like something here.
Ben, that was a Ben thing. But, only one of them could hold the ball.
And the other thing is, and people kind of gloss over this. There's a culture of losing in that locker room.
I mean, they did win 50-plus games 2 years in a row.
Yeah, but there's still the culture. If they lose, you know, they've been through it. And as I told you the other night, karma is a bitch.
Well, we've had callers on that saying maybe this is everything's getting back at them for what they did.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Well, it's just I'm not – well, I am. We're all superstitious in our own way.
Yeah, they didn't do it the old school way. They did it in a very outward, we're trying
not
to lose.
Not 1 year,
yeah.
4 years.
And look, but the bottom line is they should still be better than this.
Yeah, they should be better than they are.
So here's the question. Are they going to be able to right this ship, or is this season, the next 6 weeks, going to go down the tubes here? You know, it's one thing, you said it earlier, they're not as good as we hoped. They're not going to the Eastern Conference Finals. But there's a difference between that and just losing to the Cavs and the Knicks. Are they going to level off here a little bit and figure this out for the next 3 weeks, or is this just going to go bad? Because it looks right now like they're teetering.
I'm going to ask you the question. I'm going to throw it right back at you. How would they do that with this team?
Well, there's enough here to beat the Cavs and the Knicks.
Well, yeah, but we're not talking about the Cavs and the Knicks.
Well, I understand that, but there are enough teams in the schedule they could beat without Joel and Ben. They should be able to win games.
In the playoffs is what it's all about.
Well, if neither of those guys are back, they're out in the first round, obviously.
Well, yeah, obviously. But even if they are back, Tobias Harris is just a nice player.
Yeah, he's a nice player.
He doesn't carry you. Al Horford. Man, what a nice, nice, nice person.
He is really aging good. In dog years, Howard.
Did he get old overnight?
Yeah.
That's what I'm wondering. Like I know he doesn't fit, but he's okay now without Embiid, but he's not okay.
Yeah, he can't move anymore.
I just don't know what it is, but did he get old overnight? And who else do you go to? What other players can you say, all right?
Well, Mr. Hart, Josh Richardson, he's making $11 million. 888-729-9494.
The Washington Redskin fan.
Yeah, Mike Scott
stinks.
What
a stone-cold stiff he is.
He has his own fan club.
He is his own fan club. What a stone-cold stiff he is.
The Sixers are a mess right now. Nixon tonight. And Howard, after this home game, they go on the road for 4 straight road games on the West Coast. They go to the Clippers on Sunday, then the Lakers.
Both revenge games, by the way.
Yes, then Sacramento, not a good team, but they've been playing better. And then the Warriors, who probably have Steph Curry back for that game.
And they still should beat the Warriors.
With Steph?
Well, Embiid might not be back then.
Yeah, they're going to. They're not beating the Warriors with Steph Curry.
Well, yeah, but he might not be Steph Curry that we know.
Okay. Well, if he's half of it, they're going to lose.
Yeah, the thing is, I think, you know, where does the week fall? I understand Embiid's probably going to be out a week. The Sixers probably won't say. They'll say he'll be reevaluated.
They never give you a straight answer.
A
never.
Week excludes the Sacramento game,
yes.
And he should be back. Based on what I've heard for the Warriors game.
Well, I mean, they have to be careful though. I mean, the Sixers have a habit of this. A guy is like he's kind of ready. They put him back in there. Let's be careful with this one. They weren't very careful with Ben, and then he got hurt worse.
And the reality is he going to get hurt again with another injury?
I mean, the odds are yes.
Yeah, he's had so many injuries because he's got to play more minutes if you're going to win.
Yeah, they're between a rock and a hard place, and it just feels like a promising season is going down the tubes. Like it's like they're slipping fast here.
But they, just looking at the team, they didn't fit.
No, they didn't fit.
If Tobias Harris can't be a better 3-point shooter, then they don't fit.
Well, he's the guy now. Like for the next week or so, Tobias Harris better earn some of this money. He make $180 million.
Better score some points.
Yeah, well, he had 11 last night. Matthew Dellavedova had more points than Horford and Richardson and Tobias Harris. It's mind-boggling. 888-729-9494. Mitch is in Phoenix. What's up, Mitch?
Yeah, you know, I've been on hold so long, I actually trimmed the whole palm tree in my backyard.
Perfect. We're helping you out doing some gardening.
Unbelievable.
That's good.
Anyway, you mentioned the word karma. That's what I was going to talk about an hour ago. I honestly believe in good karma and bad karma. They have bad karma. And number one bad karma is Mr. Embiid because of his mouth, his attitude, He says the wrong things. He has facial
But if he has fun, it's everything's okay. If he has fun.
It's all about the smiles and the laughs.
It's all about, having fun. That's what he said. It's all about having fun.
You know that's not true. And as far as Ben Simmons is concerned, that's also bad karma. When you answer questions by saying I'm an all-star, and you have a coach that you're supposed to be close with because of his family, and he's on the brink of getting fired because of him, that's bad karma.
Yeah, I feel bad for – and we always preface, I know I do – Brett, talking about Brett Brown, is he's a really nice man.
He's
really nice person. But he's too nice to his players. I got to air their rear ends out after last night, and I will not accept this anymore. I want no complaints. I want you to play hard. And if I determine you're not playing hard, you're going to sit. And I'm telling you, you're going to sit for the next game.
You know what the city of Philadelphia
needs? Get these guys is embarrassing.
I need Howard Eskin coaching the team for one week.
I tell him.
1 week.
Yeah.
I just want to watch the whole thing play out.
Oh, yeah, it would not be pretty.
You know, Joe Biden is a nice guy, but you and I have a better chance of becoming the next president than Joe Biden.
Now, why did you have to bring in politics?
Yeah, and I don't know if – Mitch, I don't know your platform, and we appreciate the call. I don't know I don't know if Mitch has my vote yet. I mean, he's assuming there. He might have a vote from a couple people. Howard
– so much confusion on that side of the ledger anyway. It's just
– here's the problem right now. This team isn't good enough. They're banged up. And it doesn't feel like they care enough. Like, when they lose, I don't see that it bothers them.
I don't think they
them.
Do care enough.
Well, that bothers me. Yeah. It should bother them when they get blown off the court by the Cavs.
Here is the problem. And football is usually the only sport where you can control that, because even though the guy signed for X amount of years, and you got to keep him for a certain amount if you've just signed him, so you're not guaranteed all the way through.
The player doesn't have the power
right.
in football.
Well, forget about the power. But they play harder. They're complaining about a lot of things, but they're going to vote for it. But football still has control. Basketball has no control. But the coach is only going to get himself fired by not having a discipline and a sense of discipline.
I think he's between a rock and a hard. He's going to get himself fired anyway. He feels like I don't know if Brett thinks there's anything he
waited
can do to
too
change
long.
This.
He waited too long.
Well, that's hard. You can't change who you are this deep into your tenure.
Here's the other problem. When you bring in another coach, and unfortunately for him, next year there'll be a new coach. And I really feel bad saying that, but it's the reality of the situation. When you bring in another coach, are these guys? It's like when children have bad, and they're children. They are children.
They are.
Especially Embiid. Well,
I mean, he got fined $25,000 for cursing on the court the other night.
Yeah, he's a child. So when you've let it go that far, they're going to say, hey, you need me. And this is the way it used to be. I know who was it that came here? DeMarco Murray, the running back. Jerry Jones let him ride the bike so he didn't have to practice every day.
Didn't the first day here he was doing that? He didn't practice like the first day of camp.
Well, he says, Jerry Jones let me ride the bike instead of practicing.
There you go.
You know, so
I'm sure that went well with Chip.
Oh, yeah. So that came here, and it wasn't even the same team. Can you imagine being on the same team? Because there's ownership that kisses your butt. They give you whatever you want. They'll fly you wherever you want. It's unbelievable.
It's pampering. They're pampering.
Yeah, I know. It's just, it's unbelievable.
And DeMarco Murray stunk here, Howard.
I know.
He was terrible.
I just brought him up because he was catered to, and he couldn't get out of that mode of being catered to.
And then he left here, and he was good for Tennessee for a year. Yeah.
And
then
it
was over.
Yeah, it was bad this year because he had too many carries the year before.
He's coaching.
In college,
right? Oklahoma, maybe back at – he's coaching –
Tennessee or
– yeah, he's like a running backs coach. Yeah, he's a coach now. 888-729-9494, #9494. That is how you hop in. We'll come back. Your calls, your reaction. Joel Embiid, he is not playing tonight. We'll see how long he's going to be at. The Sixers are reevaluating. And we'll talk Sixers, the mess of the loss in Cleveland last night. We'll talk about the game tonight. It is disgraceful. To lose by 14 to that team, it is a disgrace. They were 8.5-point favorites. And we'll hit on a big story today, Tom Brady meeting with other teams, Howard. Tom Brady might leave the Patriots.
Wait a minute, he's not allowed to meet with other teams.
His agent is meeting with other teams.
He's not allowed to meet with
other teams.
Well,
something's going on.
Well, his agent probably represents other people, and they're determining you're talking about Tom.
Well, people are
saying
Tom might leave.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's the narrative because they're tired of talking about it, so they got to create a new narrative.
All right, we'll create a new narrative on the other side. 888-729-9494, Sports Radio 94 WIP. 6:28 on a Thursday night. Joe Giglio, Howard Eskin, Sports Radio 94 WIP. 888-729-9494. That is how you hop in. We'll do a process pregame show coming up at around 6:40. Get you ready for the game tonight. I'm sure it'll be a riveting one down there at the Wells Fargo Center with the Knicks against
the— If anybody's driving down, I'm curious if they just turned around when they heard both guys aren't playing.
I mean, it's a who's who of the lineup tonight. I mean, think about all those great Knicks players. The Knicks haven't been good in 20 years.
You know what? We heard in the past the term garbage time for the last 2 to 3 minutes
of the whole
game.
Now.
48 minutes of garbage time tonight. 48
Well, you
minutes.
Know what? They better win the game. I mean, here's the deal.
Yes, yes.
I understand it's very difficult in the NBA, Howard, to win without your two best players. Every team has, you know, their top two guys. But you can't lose to the Knicks. You just can't, especially at home. They're 27-2 here. And by the way, saw a stat today that they're on pace to be the first team in the history of the NBA to have a 900 winning percentage at home and to lose two-thirds of their games on the road. I mean, this has never happened before. I don't get it. I mean, last night you could say, all right, Embiid went out and then they had a bad game. But it's all year. This is all year. They can't win on the road against anybody.
I don't get it. It's really hard to understand, isn't it?
And basketball is not the kind of sport you usually see this. Football, like, teams are way better at home on the road sometimes. And even baseball, you build your team around the park, home run hitting team, pitching team. Well, basketball, I've never seen this.
There's a chance for it to level out, and that also could include playing at home, too.
Well, they could start losing. Well, yeah, I mean, they're on pace right now to what? Win 38 home games? To go like 38-3 at home? And that's historic stuff. But they're also going to go, you know, win 12 or 13 road games the entire season. It's nuts. 888-729-949. All right, Howard, the other thing today, along with the Sixers nonsense, is so Jeff Darlington of ESPN, he was on ESPN this morning, and he basically said he'd be shocked now. And apparently he's pretty well connected with Tom Brady and someone around Tom Brady. He'd be shocked if Tom Brady ends up back with the Patriots. I feel like that's been the assumption the entire time that he's going to just, you know, end up back there.
But I didn't think he was going to go back
there. Well, now it feels like
that's... But I wasn't locked in.
Right.
On, yeah.
It feels like that's what people think now, that he is going to leave the New England Patriots, which becomes the story of the NFL over the next 3 weeks, where he goes, and then the domino effect of everything with quarterbacks.
Well, here's what he can look at. These people say, well, he'd probably like to stay with the Patriots because to stay with one team. Peyton Manning changed teams.
He did.
Brett Favre changed teams. Two great quarterbacks that changed teams.
And they both had success elsewhere. Now, Peyton won, and Favre got to the title game.
He won because their defense was so good.
But he won.
But regardless, he can't get to the Super Bowl with the Patriots for a couple of reasons. Number one, they have the toughest schedule based on statistics of last year's record. So that's number one. It's not going to be a cakewalk like it used to be for New England in that division. That division got a little bit better.
Well, Buffalo's a playoff team now.
The Jets are going to be a little bit better. There's no lock that you're going to beat them twice. And Miami, you lost to them once, and there's no lock you're going to beat them twice.
And they have a lot of draft picks, and they're kind of rebuilding the whole thing.
And they have a first-place schedule, which makes it tougher. So... And they don't have enough players to be able to win, and I don't know how you can all of a sudden just get enough players. So with this being probably his last couple of years, let's say his last couple of years, I'd be shocked if he plays more than 2 years.
Well, he always said he wanted to go to 45, and he's, so that he's 2 years
he's
from
starting
45.
To lose it a little
bit. Oh, I think he is. Yeah, okay. He slipped last year.
Yeah, he slipped. So let's say it's 2 more years. If you're with New England, I don't think you go back to the Super Bowl. I don't care if it's Houdini as the coach. You're not going back to the Super Bowl. So find a team who is maybe a quarterback away from being good. San Diego would be one of those teams, I would think. Indianapolis, but it sounds like Indianapolis is going to go with
Philip Rivers.
Philip Rivers.
Rivers knows Frank Reich from the old San Diego
right.
days.
Okay. So, but there are other teams. You know, it's an interesting team. It's not a big city. Tennessee's a good team.
Well, and his former teammate, Mike Vrabel.
Mike Vrabel's the head coach
of that team. Now, Tannehill did play well for them. I mean, Tom Brady is Tom Brady, and Tannehill's Tannehill. But it wasn't like they had a bad quarterback. Tannehill played very well for them in the regular season.
Who would you, for this coming year, would you rather have Brady or Tannehill?
Well, Tannehill played much better last year.
But for one year.
If I have a playoff team and I'm just trying to get over the hump, I'd rather the ball in Tom Brady's hands.
Right. Okay. So, but there are teams where you could go to, and I know I'm missing some. I'm sure there's other teams out there. I mean, Tampa, I don't know that they can go to the Super Bowl.
Well, they can.
But they have some really good players.
Well, they have some great weapons. I mean, he hasn't had weapons like that to throw
and
to in years.
And he's got a coach that would fit right into what he wants to do
as a
quarterback.
I think it's more fun if he leaves. If he goes back, I mean, we've seen this story for 20 years now. We know the New England Tom Brady, Bill Belichick story. It'd be fun to see him somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean, it just creates another dynamic to his career. How many quarterbacks have won Super Bowls with two different teams? There are obviously some, but not many. Not many. So he creates a new part of, and I think he cares about his legacy.
Oh, I think he does too.
Yeah.
I think part of it is his longevity. He really likes that he can do this. I mean, I'm trying to think of quarterbacks that have done it in recent years. Peyton. Has anyone else in the last 20 years moved on from one team and one or another? I can't think of one. Brett Favre got close. He didn't get to another Super Bowl.
Randall Cunningham was a field goal away, but that was years and years ago.
Yes, a long time ago. Yeah.
But he wasn't a great quarterback, not in the terms of greatness.
Yeah, not like Brady or Peyton, right. Those kind of guys. Obviously, Drew Brees had a great career, but he didn't do anything in San Diego. You know, he wasn't like he won in San Diego.
No, he didn't win in San Diego. So it's really, it's not happened very often. It just builds another part of his legacy with a team that has a chance. I just don't think the Patriots have as good a chance as other teams that would want Tom Brady.
So, Howard, I just looked it up. It's only Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning is the only quarterback in pro football history to win a Super Bowl with two different teams.
Wow.
I mean, you think about it. Most guys that win a Super Bowl, they don't leave. They stay there forever until they're old. They get cut. You know, teams don't let
you. And they're not good enough anymore.
Yes. If you win a Super Bowl with a team, you know, your team doesn't let you go ever. So, yeah, I'm rooting for Tom Brady to leave. What's your gut telling you, Howard? I still think there's a chance he ends up back with the Patriots.
I think
this is all just a bunch of nonsense for money.
But he's going to get the money wherever he goes.
Yeah, but you know Belichick is going to try to hardball him. He doesn't want to overpay an old quarterback. He's not stupid.
He's going to have to. He's got no shot. Well, who does he have?
Well, he's going to get if Brady leaves.
Who's his quarterback?
He's going to have to trade for one.
And that's not easy to do.
I know. It could be Andy Dalton. It could be Nick Foles. I'm trying to place veteran quarterbacks that need a change of scenery for the Patriots.
They're not going to.
Cam Newton?
They can lowball. Cam Newton stinks.
Well, who's he going to get? He needs a Mariota? He needs a quarterback.
Mariota maybe has a chance with the right. Although Vrabel, maybe he wasn't the right offensive coach because he's not an offensive coach. Maybe he didn't have the right guy. But I don't know that Josh McDaniel, I'm not in love with him either. Now, I don't think he would lowball him. I think he's going to get the same money pretty much anywhere. And I guess we should look at teams to see how much cap room that they have that may want him as the quarterback. And the cap's going up for a lot of teams. I don't think he's going back to New England. And I've thought that pretty much all along because I just know he's smart enough to know he can't get back.
I think he has a better chance to get back to a Super Bowl with the Patriots than anybody else.
I don't.
But I can't see them missing the playoffs. I mean, it's basically a ticket to the playoffs if he goes back to New England. He's in the dance again. You don't know if these other teams are going to be any good. Like, Tampa's got to get to the playoffs. They haven't been there in forever.
Yeah, but he's got to have a bye. He's got to have the first seed.
Well, I understand that. But
he's not going to have the first seed.
If I want to win next year, I still go back to Bill Belichick over Mike Vrabel or, you know, any of these. I mean, Anthony Lynn and with the Chargers.
I'm trying to think. You know, it's hard to say Kansas City's going to go back. But in the AFC, who in the NFC could use a quarterback? Because I think that's a little more wide open to get to a Super Bowl.
I think there are a lot of good teams in NFC, but it's not one true dominant team.
Who would you think would be a team?
The Bears.
Bears would be
2 years ago, they were 13-3.
Another cold weather
city? Well, I don't
know.
But two years ago, they were 13-3, and Trubisky stinks.
Yeah, and they're not quite sure about Trubisky.
No, why would you be?
No.
I don't think he could play.
You know what? That'd be kind of interesting. Yeah,
good
and he's
defense.
He's got a coach that is an offensive-minded coach. That's actually, he's got a chance.
Did you see one of the NFL Network reporters yesterday put the connection to the Giants, which makes very little sense to me?
No, Daniel Jones is going to be their quarterback.
The only thing I think is the Joe Judge, the guy that just became their coach, was with the
Patriots.
And
that's why they put it together.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's not social and it's not media.
Well, so I've heard that before.
What's put out there makes no sense most of the time.
The other name that keeps coming up is the Raiders. John Gruden, they're moving to Las Vegas. I mean, that would be fun just to see.
It's tough to win in that division because you have the Chiefs.
You do. You're basically playing for a wild card.
Yeah, and if who knows what San Diego.
Los Angeles?
The Chargers.
Yeah.
The Chargers.
Well, they don't have a quarterback right now.
Yeah, I'd love to see him with Gruden. Boy, would that be dynamic.
Here's what I need, Howard. I need him to go to the Raiders, and then we get a Patriots-Raiders playoff game. That would be great.
Oh, wow. That would be with Gruden.
No, it would be weird to see him in the Raider uniform. Like, he's the opposite of that.
It's weird to see him in any other uniform.
Well, that's true. Brett Favre in a Jets uniform and a Vikings uniform was strange.
You know what? I brought something up today, and I know everybody's trying to figure out. There's different poll questions. And what was who do you think has a better chance of winning a championship? Was that this morning? Was it the Sixers or the Flyers?
Yeah, and the other one I saw this week was who are you rooting harder for right now?
Oh, like, that rooting harder for.
Well, the Flyers ran away with it.
Yeah, okay. But here's what I look at. Who, in order, has the best chance to win a championship first in this city?
It's the Eagles.
Okay. Who's second?
Might be the Flyers.
That's exactly what I said.
And they just got good 10 minutes ago.
And might do the Flyers.
Well,
and
hockey, if you get in the playoffs in hockey.
I think the Phillies are in a difficult situation because of their division. I think the Phillies might be third. I mean, I think the Sixers, because they got to restructure, rebuild, or whatever you want to call it with this team. The Eagles are still a good enough team, and I still say you guys, and I'll stick with you guys, embellished a comment by Howie Roseman as they're not really playing for it this year.
He said it. He said it, not me.
He didn't say it like
that.
Well,
he said they have to think about 2021, 2022.
It's like the rocket scientist that puts quotes up on our website, whoever that may be.
We only have rocket scientists around
here. They took a part of my quote today where I said the Eagles didn't have confidence in
Andre Dillard.
Yeah, that's not what I said. I said the reason they would sign Jason Peters is to make sure, because rookies sometimes take a couple of years.
It's not
to
good.
Reach.
It's
to
not
reach
good if he's not ready. It's not good.
No, it's not good. Yeah. But the more I think about it, with what Jason Peters gave you last year, he played 13 games.
He played pretty well.
Played well in those 13 games. I have no problem with that. Now, depending on when you don't destroy your cap, but I didn't say that the Eagles said he's not ready. In case he's not ready.
That's what we do here. Rocket scientist journalism right here at WIP.
Oh, my gosh.
Social media, Howard.
You know, and this is just – and I don't know how they feel, but I know this is why I would be – this is my opinion why I would feel that it would be okay to sign Jason Peters just to make sure. You want to back yourself up?
No, I don't want him back. Get him out.
But then you don't care about this year.
No,
then.
But what I care about is Dillard's got to play, sink or swim.
Okay, Jeff Stoutland is he's a terrific offensive lineman.
Yes.
Terrific, terrific. I just love watching him and the way he teaches and the way he gets these guys to be better players. Mm-hmm. And I think he's going to make everybody takes another step when you're young. And I think Dillard's going to take another step. And I think Jeff Stoutland will help. But I personally have no problem with Jason Peters, because this way, and you would think that Howie said they're not going for it this year. If you sign Jason Peters, they still want to win Super Bowls.
They do want to win a Super Bowl this year, but it's not all in to win next year. That's the difference. That's what's changed. And I'm okay with that. I think it's a smart way to approach it, Howard, but there's a shift
here. Yes, they are.
There's a shift. He used to say our foot's on the gas all the time. Now he's saying we got to think about the big picture. That's different.
Well, yeah, because he's got 10. When's the last time he's had 10 picks?
Well,
he hasn't had 10 picks.
Because they've thrown away a lot of them.
Well, regardless of that, they used a lot. Like J.J., when
yes.
he saw
because they were in a Super Bowl window. They saw it.
Okay.
And now they don't think
but
they are
not
anymore.
But they're not going to say, if we do, we do. If we don't,
well,
we don't.
Well, they're not that stupid.
No, right.
They are not that
stupid.
So,
but they'll see at that point whether they're close enough if they need to take another step.
They're
not giving up on this year.
I didn't
me.
Say that. I just said it's not the number one thing on their mind anymore. 888-729-9494. That is how you hop in. We'll come back. A process pregame show. We'll get you set for the Sixers and the Knicks tonight right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio, Howard Eskin, a little process pregame show delivered to you by PGW. PGW delivering safe, reliable energy to Philadelphia for more than 180 years. PGW Energy for all of us. Visit pgworks.com for details. Howard, the starting lineup is out for tonight's game for the Sixers. And we kind of hit on earlier Glenn Robinson III, who just got here 10 minutes ago. He did an interview today with Basketball Insiders, and he complained about his role and not knowing when he'd play or how much he'd play. And he said he had a family to feed and all that kind of stuff because he's a free agent after the year. He needs to score some points.
So
8 hours after complaining about that, Glenn Robinson III is starting tonight, Howard.
That's a mistake because other players, whether it's right or wrong, other players get the idea, well, if I complain, I'll get what I want.
Is the assumption there.
It's like a little child.
Yeah.
The kicks and screams.
And they get what they want.
And the parents shut them up by giving them what they want.
Yeah.
That's a mistake. Brett, that's a mistake.
So it's Robinson, Harris, Horford, Richardson, and Shake Milton, who was like the only guy who played decent last night was Shake Milton, who scored like 14 points. But Milton, Richardson, Horford, Harris, Robinson. It still should be good enough to beat the Knicks. It still should be at home.
They could play the bottom five of the roster, and it still should be good enough to beat the Knicks.
Yet,
the Knicks are a terrible
team. I would not be surprised here, Howard, if this is a game in the third quarter.
Oh, it's good. They're not going to run away with it.
No. Let's talk to John Johnson, who's down at the arena. What's up, John?
Hey, Joe, Howard. I'll tell you what, that Knicks plus seven line's pretty intriguing.
I think anyone plus against the Sixers right now is pretty intriguing. John, so let's kind of go through the day here. So we find out that they're still evaluating Joel Embiid. What was the feeling? I mean, this one is coming off a little bit less dire than the Ben Simmons issue, but he's still out. No Joel tonight, and we're not sure when he's going to come back.
Well, when you don't hear, if it's something that's day-to-day, we would have found out around 1:30 this afternoon. The fact that we didn't hear that certainly suggests it's going to be longer than that. It might be a week or two, at bare minimum. What we were told, informed, was that the initial testing revealed no fractures. Initial testing.
John, who said it was a fracture? I'm trying to figure out where that came from.
There was the speculation that maybe he broke something in his shoulder. And the Sixers, double-checked. But the initial testing said no fracture. But we don't know. We're going to know within the next 24 hours an official report of what's going on. It's still listed as a shoulder strain, but if it's anything, as we know with the history with Embiid, I would be blown away if I doubt he's going to be on that West Coast trip. He may even miss another week beyond that.
Well, here's what I'm going to tell you. It'll be a total breakdown in discipline. Ben Simmons can't go because we know he's not going to play, but he set up plans on that West Coast trip in
LA. Well, he shouldn't fly with a back issue.
No, so he shouldn't be there. Embiid should not go there. Now, I heard he's probably going to be out about a week. All right, so even with that, he shouldn't fly because he can get better treatment here. And, John, I think it was you that asked the question. And I don't know if Joe was going to ask this. Josh Richardson. Brett just – he rewards guys who mouth off. And Josh Richardson said heart. And then I don't know, was it you that asked him the question, asked him about heart? And he said, I agree. And then he said – I agree twice, but I would call it physicality. Well, you do or you don't. You do or you don't. What is it? I don't want to hear about physicality. I don't think they played hard. And I don't know. You can call that whatever you want. I don't know if it's hard. But he didn't really – he flip-flopped. He's got to air these guys out. He's got to yell and just scream at these guys and say, I am tired of guys whining and complaining. If you don't want to play, tell me, and I'll sit your ass on the bench. It'll be that simple.
But the problem is, Howard, that ship has sailed. There's no chance. It's too late for that. It's not going to happen. Josh, Glenn Robinson made the comment, I was never told what my role was. And Brett, someone asked Brett about that, and Brett seemed a little perturbed about it. So then we went and spoke to Glenn Robinson a few minutes ago, and Glenn said, it's kind of blown out of proportion. But I did ask him, but I did say I didn't know what my role was. So it was like he's in the starting lineup.
I know.
So Howard, you know this. That ship has sailed. There is no discipline. This is what they are under Brett Brown.
You know, John, I'm going to bitch to him so I can start.
Well, I mean, you always will. John, last one for you. It feels like we're reaching a tipping point here. I think we all realize they're not going to be the team we hoped when the season started, but they're at the point now where if they don't right the ship, this season could start to spiral out of even where they are now, you know, down the beyond the 4-5 line in the Eastern Conference. Like, they need to get this together quickly here. They have a big road trip coming up. Do you feel like there's a sense of urgency in there or not?
No, I don't. Honestly, I do not. I spoke to Tobias Harris shortly ago, and it was me and two other people, and we're asking him about the heart comment and the physicality and just, you know, frustrations on the road. Do you need to do more, you know, with Ben and Joel out? He said, well, I don't really think I need to do more. I just need to be, you know, more I forget the term he used, but the fact that he said, I don't think I need to do more, it really bothered me. And it feels like they think they can just turn it on and everything will be okay. But when you get your rear handed to you by the Cavaliers in the manner in which they did, that is so embarrassing. They are a step above a rec team. And this Knicks team is barely a step above that.
Yeah, but
so
I'm
very curious to see what happens.
Here's what I see. There's no adult in the room, meaning there's no leader. Jimmy Butler, as much as people complained about him, he would get in somebody's face, and if they didn't like it, they didn't like it. But he wouldn't accept what has happened. Hey, listen, let's not forget the Atlanta game where they got outscored 40-22 in the third quarter. So let's not lose sight of that. There's just nobody in there. Al Horford said he leads by example. Well, that's not working.
I would go beyond, even if Jimmy was going to leave, I'd go to J.J. Redick. The fact that he was never even considered to be brought back, my God, do they miss him. And he had such a rapport with Joel, and he held guys accountable. He was a leader in that locker room. And to your point, they don't have one.
Yeah. And he could shoot them back in games when they were having a tough night.
He would have been the adult in the room.
Yeah, but he would have been. They don't have an adult. There's no James. There's no adults over there. All right, John, enjoy the game. We'll talk soon.
Enjoy it. Garbage time.
Yeah, well, Sixers Knicks.
48 minutes of garbage time.
All right, Howard. You'll be back on Saturday?
Yes, I'll be back on Saturday.
Saturday morning with Howard Eskin. All right, I will talk to you next week. And I'm sure someone here will get hurt or say something stupid because that's what we do.
Well, you mean here or the Sixers?
Yeah, just this city.
This city.
There'll be something to talk about.
Hey, Joe, you still got how many, 3 more hours left?
3 full hours, yeah.
Okay, you'll say something stupid, too.
I'll say a lot of things stupid. That's what I thought. No doubt about it.
You and Tucker.
Yes. And Saturday morning, how many dumb things will we hear? Any? A couple?
Probably hear a couple, but not from me.
Oh, the callers. Yeah. All right. 888-729-9494. That's how you hop in on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.